Is a Monday, and round about this time, we focus on what Juliet Maguire has got for us. And today we're discussing the new Toyota Hilux 2020. Juliet Maguire, how are you doing?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. This is a mean-looking vehicle. I can't wait to find out a bit more about the specs. It looks like the kind of car that screams, move out the way, as it's approaching.
I think that's exactly what Toyota wants everybody to think and feel, actually. I mean, we all know the Bucky segment in South Africa is so competitive. You've got your Ranger lovers and your Hilux lovers and your Amarok or Isuzu lovers. So it's a tough segment for any manufacturer to be in. But Toyota Hilux has been sort of the bestseller for so many years. It's just recently taken back that title. And so this is the upgraded one. We had it first, this sort of iteration arrived in 2016, the Legend 50 model coming in 2019. But now they've upgraded it in the hopes that they sort of get a massive lead against its competitors who they know they've got a target on their back. So they've got to really, really up their game. I'm a Hilux fan, but I'm always, you know, Buckys have changed so much now. They've become almost leisure vehicles for people as opposed to, especially in the double cab segment, and not such workhorses. But what Hilux has done now, thankfully, they've sort of, like you said, they've made it look so much better. Just even things like new slim headlamps and a new grille makes it just look meaner and more fresh and modern, which is fabulous. And then I drove the updated Legend model off-road on a course in the Boerland. And where the biggest change comes in is its 2.8 GD6 engine that has more power, which is what Hilux fans and Bucky fans in general have wanted for some time now. So it now delivers 150 kilowatts. It's got 500 newton meters of torque. And I can tell you that there was almost nothing that this Hilux couldn't do on this track that we were on. And interestingly enough, we were on a very, very, very steep incline that the previous Legend couldn't get up once you stopped, you know, sort of mid-incline. You couldn't get it up. And this one, just with not even a blink of an eye, just went straight up the hill, easy as anything, comfortable, which I think is a huge draw card now for the Hilux. They needed to make it just a little bit more comfortable. But like I say, kind of begs the question, like, what are people using their Buckys for nowadays? And, you know, do you live in the city? Does your Bucky ever see dirt? Because for me, a Bucky is not practical at all. If you've got shopping and stuff, you can't put it in the back. You know, it rolls around and everything. But if you need a sort of workhorse every now and again, or you do go off-roading, you've got surfboards and everything in the back, amazing. I mean, and this Hilux has really done, well, this new one has really just taken it up a huge level. Pricing wise, it starts at just over 440,000 rand for the double cab, and up to just over 760,000 rand. I know these prices. Every time I say the prices with John or with you or anyone, I feel so awful.
Wait, a whole Hilux Bucky worth 750,000 rands. What are the bells and whistles, Juliet? What does it have? I don't mind a comfy Bucky if it's a workhorse, because we know the Hilux is a diehard. It's like that diehard. So, and if you, with the rough and tumble that you went through in the Boerland, it did its job. I don't mind. I want to know what it comes with that makes it comfortable while I rough and tumble.
So you've got at least a sort of 8-inch infotainment system. You've got Apple CarPlay, Android Auto, those sort of things. You've got a 9-speaker audio system, keyless entry. Sort of, it's got all the spec in it that you would hope you get for the price that you pay. And actually, what was very interesting, I mean, you have to pay a little bit more for it, but we just don't mention that. They've got a retractable, but an electronically retractable cover at the back.
Are you serious?
It's amazing. It was one of my favorite things.
Electronically retractable? Yeah. This is a Bucky. We're supposed to throw stuff on and move on.
Does he just press a button, opens up for you? And the best part for me is that it's got a manual thing for inside. So I said to him, "What does that mean? Like, if I got stuck in it, you know, now you've closed it, what are you doing inside?" But I suppose from a safety, I don't know what the safety point of view, I suppose if it's hijacked or something, then you're inside the back, you can open it from inside if you need to.
Wait.
But it's quite a cool gimmick.
Wait. let me understand. So the back cover, you can retract it, like automatically press a button, it retracts, yeah?
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
you're saying that you can also do it manually, but from inside.
Yeah. So from inside the load bay. Like if you just by any chance in there and like you need to manually override it, whatever you can, which I did find quite interesting. And I was like, you know, at least they're giving it a few extras for the amount that you're paying, I guess. But it's competitively priced. I mean, look, I think it's going to keep its position as bestseller. So I think its rivals, like I say, the Ranger and stuff, you know, it's again, it actually comes down to you've got your Bucky fans who love the brand that they drive and they're not going to change. So if you Hilux or Toyota or Ford or Isuzu, very hard to get someone from a Hilux into a Ranger or a Ranger into an Isuzu. So, but time will tell. But I do think that Hilux fans are going to love the update to this new updated Hilux.
Quick question before we wrap up. Just in terms of size and the interior. So, I got three kids, one in a car seat. Do they fit comfortably?
Oh yes. Oh certainly. Definitely. I mean, look. I would probably then say. Maybe look at something like a Fortuna, but because then you're going to get seven seats. But I don't think there's ever enough space for children in a car, especially if you have three.
All right, cool. Juliet, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, Juliet Maguire there, a motoring journalist talking about the new Toyota Hilux. Huh? Maximum of 750,000 rand, top of the range. It looks good, though. It looks good, I must admit. I mean, at least what I'm looking at right now, just the outside, it looks fancy enough. Inside, leather interior, depending on all the specs that you get and that entertainment center digitally and otherwise. Yeah, why not? It looks like the kind of car where you could be like, for some of us, like a cool dad, right, who can roll around alone but also have space for the kids when it's time to roll with the kids and still go and rough and tumble if you need to. Who knows?